running out of oil, obviously, it's not an infinite amount. You've looked at this thing probably more than most people have. What should just, you know, the guy in the street, what should my neighbors, what should we be doing to prepare for this?
Well, maybe I can talk about what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay? Because, yeah. I mean, I'm a little scared by this, too.
It's a good start.
Yeah. The first thing I want to do is get out of debt. I don't want to be in a position where I'm going to owe somebody a debt that I can never repay because, you know, the economy's not doing well. Mm-hmm. And I want to be in a position where when things do get serious there's what I call a fire sale on just about everything at the, down at the Walmart or mm-hmm. the Home Depot, that I can take advantage of the deals and get the things that I will need to live a less energy intensive life. So that's number one is to pay those debts off. I've invested in, I put a deposit down on a Mercedes Smart car, which is being introduced to Canada. It's a two-seat car. It's about 8 feet long and gets 92 miles per gallon.
Boy.
Now, knowing what I know about the future, maybe I should be investing in a bicycle. But
investing in some leg muscles.
That's right. But I think there will be always be someone around who will be clinging on to that need to drive. So I know I'll always be able to get rid of it to someone who wants to drive. And certainly it's diesel, so I'm looking at how I'm going to brew my own biodiesel at some mm-hmm. point. I don't think there's anything that you can say once you're aware of the peak oil issue, I've got to change everything tomorrow and I'm going to fix it. And you're not certainly not going to fix the world's problems. But I think what people can do is kind of prepare a plan. Where am I going to be in 3 months, 6 months, a year or two in my life that will make it easier for me to do, you know, live a fairly normal life, mm-hmm. even though it's a different life.
What about skills or jobs? I mean, it seems like, you know, they're talking about, for example, farming becoming much more labor intensive. Is this for the average urbanite? Are we going to have to learn how to get closer to the things that we use?
Certainly, people who can build things and make things and are useful and can work with their hands are going to be in huge demand. People who have skills that we've lost, whether that's designing communities. You know, our grandparents used to design wonderful communities where people walked and lived close to each other and where they worked.
My dad made his own toys.
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of those skills have been lost, and certainly farming skills have been lost. Within 30 years, we've lost a lot of knowledge about how to farm in traditional ways that did involve the use of petrochemicals and fertilizers. So, any kind of vocation that involves your hands.
Yeah.
Or skills.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of us are going to be pushing papers or fixing computers or cars or building super houses, McMansions as they're called in the future.
Okay, then I guess just to maybe let's finish on this note, and that is it's called the end of suburbia. So maybe you want to tell us, what does that mean? What is the end of suburbia? Does suburbia just like dry up and go away and become a ghost town like TV? What happens?
It certainly does sound pretty pretty doomy and gloomy, doesn't it?
Yeah, live in suburbia, it does.
I think it's just the end of the American way of life as we know it. Mm-hmm. And what suburbia will be in the future certainly will be something that doesn't look anything like it does now. Does that work?
Yeah, I guess it does. I want to thank you for bringing this out, and I think that it's incredible that this has gone under the radar screen for so long. Where are you taking this documentary?
Well,
what's the plans?
I guess the documentary is taking me.
Because that's not how it always goes.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first documentary I've ever produced. I'm actually an editor by trade.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm learning as I go. My director and I are hoping to find a broadcaster. It's difficult work to do. We're hoping to find a distributor who will show it in some theaters. Mm-hmm. But for now, our focus is on selling our DVDs and getting people who buy our DVDs to do screenings, whether it's with five or six people in their basement or with some other group that is interested in ecological issues or environment issues, sprawl issues, or even peace and justice issues. I mean, there's something there that any of them can use.
Yeah, ties in.
Yeah, so that's just the main thrust now, is to kind of get a grassroots movement going under the carpet and hope that will ooze up and that some people will take some notice, certainly of the issue and of the documentary too.
Okay, well, thank you, Barry, producer of The End of Suburbia. If you want to have some contact information on this topic, check out our website. We'll have links to all of the pertinent websites that are out there in regards to this, and thank you again very much.
That's great.